This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's sole nuclear plant, power plant, has undergone an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. That's according to state TV on Sunday. An official from the state electric company said on a talk show that the plant showed that shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. Without elaborating, he said that the power outages could result. This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia's, and Iran is required to send spent fuel rods from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured national, is leaving nearly 20 years later from having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending the forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind disaster. The international community said it came 20 years ago with the clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point today. And so they have failed, he said. Their legacy is a war-ravaged nation and a total disgrace and disaster. And Karzai, who had a conflicted relationship with the United States, wanted the troops to leave. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea said that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Soon Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with North Korea over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. Trilateral talks followed the North Korean political conference just last week, where the leader, Kim Jong-un, called for stronger efforts to improve his nation's economy, further battered last year by a pandemic border closure and now finding worsening food shortages. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning on meeting at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, this Friday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and the Taliban militants surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would be withdrawing all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's largest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Marine Le Pen's far-right party stumbled. French President Emmanuel Macron, centrist, crashed, and incumbent conservative surged ahead in the first round of regional elections Sunday that were diminished by security issues and a record-low turnout. What was meant to be a vote centered on local concerns like transportation, schools, and infrastructure turned into a dress rehearsal for next year's presidential vote as would-be presidential hopeful seized on the regional campaign to test ideas and win followers. Macron's rivals on the left and right notably denounced his government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The wrangling appeared to turn off some voters, and less than 34% showed up, according to polling agencies. Politicians across the spectrum pleaded with the stay-at-home voters to wake up for the decision around June 17th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.